Today's passage is from Ezekiel chapter 37, 1 to 14. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1 to 14 is written in the bulletin, so you can find it. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, and sent me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley. And behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? I answered, O Lord God, you know. To me, prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you. And you shall live. And I will lay sinew upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinew on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, the breath on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. This is the word of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we humbly ask you to open our eyes, ears, and hearts, so that we can discern your will and obey it with your faith. We pray in Jesus' name. Oftentimes I wonder if my children are mirroring my negative thoughts and then attitudes, because lately I've been hearing the following phrase from my kids a lot. I don't like it. No. It's so boring. I don't want to try it. There are all sorts of negative expression overflowing, which is sometimes I never understand where my kids learned it from. Yeah, right? There are times when I take it personally, but thankfully God gave me a wise wife to make them practice a proper language practice and a positive thought training. So I desperately feel it when I look at myself and my children every day. But people's thoughts do not change easily. How many times in your life can you say that, yes, I can say that this to Joe, and your life changed upside down, and then just your perspective, your thoughts, 180. How many times did you experience in your life that you changed? Oh, I really changed my thoughts. This is from John 8:32. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. How great is the freedom we have when we know the truth? That we are saved only by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, not by our own thoughts, our own ability or efforts. How blessed is the truth that if we died with Christ, and we believe that we will also. how happy is it to become an heir of the kingdom of God with Jesus Christ? And how much the message of no condemnation set us free when we are in Jesus Christ? Although we confess these truths with our lips, yet the most challenging thing for us who believe in this truth is to lay down our thoughts every moment and accept God's thoughts and hold fast to God's thoughts. It is from Jeremiah 6:19. Hear, O earth, behold, I am bringing disaster upon these people, the fruit of their devices. Here, device is their thoughts, is thoughts. So when God bringing disaster, because the people own thoughts, because they are wrong thoughts, that's why God bring disaster. After God and then people of Israel made a covenant of the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai, God continued to speak through his servants, the prophets, to lay down their thoughts, repent, and then follow the way of the Lord, and then just bless the way, and a holy way, and then just the way of life. But they did not follow this commandment, just first commandment, over 860 years, until Babylon's army attacked them, and then they were being captive. The stones, the trees, the money, the image you carve, the image you hold, the image you have, the things that you depend on, it's nothing. It's fake. Put it down and believe in the one true God and Jehovah God. You shall know others, God, before me. However, the first of these Ten Commandments was not followed by God's people. The book of Ezekiel, we read, is a prophetic book in which the people of Judah who did not obey God's word, who did not lay down their own thoughts, were eventually taken into captive in Babylon. And the terms of intense emotions were recorded for the people of that generation and to the age to come. Ezekiel, Yehezkel, got strengthened, is a prophet who was taken into captive with the king Jehoiakim of Judah in 597 BC as an exile. As a Levite, he held the office of priest. Before this, 606 BC, there was a first captivity when Daniel and his friends and other Judahites were taken into Babylon. The Empire of Babylon was an empire that boasted great power, education, politics, military, culture, social, economic power. To build a canal, it is 150 kilometers from the Euphrates River to their own 90 miles. They digging deep and then just huge fortress for themselves. Today, vision is a third of four visions from God in the book of Ezekiel. There are four visions in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, chapter 8, and today chapter is 37, and then chapter 40. And then this is the third vision today. The book of Ezekiel is one of the most detailed and specific record of time when God's revelation or visions were seen. And if you have a chance, and then you can open the Bible of book of Ezekiel. This is chapter 1 and 1. In the 30th year, in the 4th month, on the 5th day of the month. So he very detailed and specifically wrote down the date and an year and a month, even months and a date. So because of his effort on the record of time, it is easy to calculate that Prophet Ezekiel began his ministry at his age of 30 and worked for about 22 years. And he started his role in 592, so 597 became captive and in Babylon, him as a prophet, and he was taken in captive. That is the story. Since Jerusalem was destroyed by Babylon in 586, so 592 he was called, and then east is Babylon, and then the other country is in Israel, 586. God will destroy this Jerusalem. So only 6 years left. Only 6 years left until destroyed. God showed the sins of Jerusalem to the prophet Ezekiel and the elders as if he was broadcasting live stream through a satellite. Lamentations, mourning, and woe towards rebellious Judah were written in the book. It is very weighty and dark prophetic book because it conveys the word of disaster. The text we read today was written after the destruction of Jerusalem. It is already destroyed. And then after that, it's just this story is written. It records the details of the vision God showed the prophet Ezekiel. From verse 1 to 10, mainly it was the experience of the vision of the resurrection of the dry bones. It is a scene where God took him, took prophet Ezekiel, to a place full of bones and commanded him to prophesy to dry bones. And verse 11 to 14, the interpretation of the vision is recorded. It is written that these dry bones are not dry bones, are actually formed by the dead body, dead human bodies, but are compared to the despair of the Israelites in Babylon's captivity, which God would promise to restore them. Today, I would like to look at three concepts found in the text and close by talking about the application that we should practice in our lives. This is point one. The hand of the Lord. It is one of very unique expression in the book of Ezekiel, and the reason that is expression caught my attention is that it is translated as a Jehovah power. Just hand, the power of the Lord, it is written in Korean version, so that's why it caught my attention. In Chinese, is it Quanang. In Spanish, it's English, is power. So, in Korean version, 권능, this word is a compound word, is authority and power. It is a compound word that just 권능 is just power and authority. It does not simply mean that just power, but at the same time, it also means that the subject of power has authority too. So these two words combination, and then it is Korean 권능. Quanang in Chinese, it is written in Korean version. It is true that in original Hebrew, it is interpreted as Hayeta Alai Yad Yahweh, in which means that Yad means Yahweh, the hand of the Lord was upon me. It means that God holds, or God holds the prophet Ezekiel with his hands. But in ancient Near East culture, A.N.E. culture, the hand was also used to symbolize power and authority. This is 1 Chronicles chapter 26. This is a confession of the king Jehoshaphat. O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of nations. In your hand are powers and might, so that none is able to withstand you. Almighty God, who has the authority to perform his power and might, was strongly present to prophet Ezekiel. This phrase is repeated seven times in the book prophet Ezekiel, and each time when the prophet Ezekiel and this phrase is used. So let us look at the text that it makes us easy to understand how God's power or how God's hand or how God's authority were used toward the prophet Ezekiel. This is from Ezekiel chapter 8, 2 to 3. Then I looked, Ezekiel looked, behold, a form that had the appearance of man. Below what appeared to be his waist was fire. Above his waist was something like appearance of the brightness and gleaming metal. He put out of the form of hand and took me by the lock of my head and spit limit off and beneath earth and heaven and brought me in visions of God to Jerusalem to entrance of the gateway of the inner court that faces north, where was the seat of image of jealousy, which provoked to jealousy. So in Jerusalem, there was idolatry, just worshippers, and then the sculpture of the all the idols there, and then just right now, this is Prophet Ezekiel is in Babylon. What God did was that with his hands and his power and authority is that lack of just Prophet Ezekiel and holding up and then just brought him to the, just seeing him to vision and then what is happening in just Jerusalem right now. It is happening that they worshiping idols. In this passage, we can see that the Lord holding Ezekiel, lock of head, and then ascended heaven, and going, showing all the just detestable things, just sin is happening in Jerusalem. Therefore, we can make inference and then meaning by examining this verse. The hand of the Lord means that first, the power, the hand of the Lord in the book of Ezekiel was a symbol that holy power to reject idolatry. No, I do against your idolatry. That is hand that just against the idolatry happening in Jerusalem. I am the holy God who is against an idolatry of my people. Ezekiel, can you see? I am against this idolatry. That is why hand of the Lord and then lack of his prophet's head and then just bring him to Jerusalem to show that what is really happening as a broadcasting live stream right now. Second, it was the hand of power that rejected the false thoughts of people of Israel. 8:12. God has forsaken this land without looking at us. Our sins are great, but our ancestors' sins are so great. That's why we are punished for. 18:2. Ah, you know, God is not fair. 18:25. Our hope is lost. In today's text, 37:11. That is a thought that Israel has. Whenever elders came to Ezekiel and then tried to question to Ezekiel, and all of a sudden, this hand of the Lord appeared to Ezekiel and then shook and then showed him what's really happening in Jerusalem. And even does not allow elders to question to Ezekiel, and when they are about to open their lips, and then just God, hand of the Lord appeared, shook him, and then showed what is happening in Jerusalem. So God hands these false thoughts of people. Therefore, on behalf of the people, the prophet Ezekiel was treated more harshly than other people. So hand of the Lord and power of the Lord is one of phrases that give us important clues about God's character in the book of Ezekiel. My hair is okay right now? Yeah. He despised idolatry. He rejects people's false thoughts. That is the two clues that God really, really does not allow us to have two items in our lives. Idolatry, false thoughts. The hand of the Lord now took the prophet Ezekiel to a place that is interpreted as a valley or just plain. This is the second point, dry bones. The place where God took the prophet Ezekiel was a place of full of bones. The prophet himself shouts, "Vahine, behold," twice in the book, and to his leaders, as he also overwhelmed by the surroundings. Ezekiel testified two facts. The first was that there were intensive amounts of bones, me'od bones, a lot. There are me'od, a lot. Second was that bones were very dry. Is me'od dry? Is very dry? Is a lot and very dry. In fact, as you might know, as we read today's text, these bones are parable, and the original idea of these many bones appear in verse 11. It is from 11. Then he said to me, "Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, 'Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off.'" The original idea of bones in the text is the whole nation of Israel. However, the part I want us to pay close attention to The thoughts of those people, what were their thoughts? First, our bones are dried up. Yabash is completely withered, as a flower, season by season, flower is withered. You cannot bring it back. It's withered. It's gone. Just yabash. And second, our hope is lost. Abad is a strong word meaning that to perish, to die. It refers to a state in which there is no possibility, even a single thread of recovery. Just exterminate, blot out. So, is there no chance? Yes, no chance. Just 1%? No! How about 0.5? No! 0.1? No! 0%. No person. No possibility. That is abad. Third, we are indeed cut off. Kazar, destroy. Brother, don't try too hard. Just our relationship and with God, it's just done. It's just cut off. To be destroyed. How to change the thoughts of these desperate people of Israel, who has all the misunderstanding about God's power and glory and His authority? There is a saying that changing people's thought is more difficult than making the heavens and earth upside down. As I say in the intro, the negative thoughts of my 6-year-old son do not change easily. He really reluctant to listen our voice these days. Even who is not in desperate situation, he's not in desperate situation as the Israelites, but he's very reluctant, and he does not try. And one time, when I ride a bike in a, and then I ride, he was in seat on a trailer, and then I just hand off on my just wheel, I just handle, and then I just ride a bike, you know, just downhill. Oh, David, Joe, you shouldn't. Anyway, I just like this, and then Jeremiah, just stretch your arms and enjoy the wind. And you have to taste the goodness of God. And then he said, yes, I love, Father, thank you. Father, thank you. But I said, do you want to try your bike by your own? No, I don't want to try. But he reluctant to learn how to ride a bike these days. I keep forcing and just convincing him, if you ride a bike, we can go just biking and just everywhere, and you and I will have fun. And he said, but I don't want to try. It is impossible for people to change their minds, just as dry bones cannot become even raw bones. In this desperate situation, God asked the prophet Ezekiel a question. Son of man, can these bones live? This is third point, my spirit. In the book of Ezekiel, there is a word that appears mainly with God's presence, glory, and power. The Hebrew word, ruach, which has several meanings, including spirit, breath, and wind. It appears total 389 times in Old Testament, and 52 of them are used in Book of Ezekiel, and surprisingly, 10 times it is just are used in this short passage, three passage, verse 1 to 14. Here is important observation. We confirmed from verse 4 to 10 that it is possible. Changing people's thoughts only with the Spirit of Jehovah. It is impossible people change their own thoughts, but it is possible only with the Spirit of Jehovah, bringing back to life bone to bone, sinews, flesh, skins, and breath. Although this was a vision, Ezekiel, the prophet Ezekiel, had a chance to see in front of his eyes God showing his power and mighty and authority. Who has authority of the life? And then Ezekiel served these miracles as sin. There is a very important task for us who read these verses here. It is a task of verifying whether the prophecies and God's word have been fulfilled in history when we look at the prophets. When the prophecy becomes true, then we have opportunity to just understand and then opportunity. I believe this text also it gives us much stronger than before our faith. It has become our foundation. Personally, this is one of my area that I really love, is that I feel the power of just life spring up within me, just kind of very volcano of fire that much. It is springing me up when I and convinced me that God is a true living God. Is with the Bible text, then it just in my heart it is just become fire, and then it makes me to spread that word and share that thought. See, brothers and sisters, this is written in the Bible, and then that really happened. It matches. That's why the Bible is true, and it made me just a power, and just I just eat energy bar like a 10 energy bar at that time. Coming back to our question, are the writings of the prophets and the word of God literally fulfilled in history? This is from Ezekiel 36, 26, and 27. This is one of the verses I really love. And I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statute and be careful to obey my rules. After this Babylon captivity, 7 years, as God has promised, also as God said to the prophet Jeremiah, the Israelites miraculously returned to Jerusalem after 7 years of the captivity. In addition to after Babylonian captivity, Israel, who worshiped idols for a long time, almost 900 years, just aroused God's wrath, no longer called the name of idol, at least in Israel. From after the captive, they were called Baal in the region of Israel. The problem of idolatry has disappeared from the Israelites because of the new heart given by God, the Holy Spirit. If you go Israel now, investing my money little by little, just dollar by dollar. I hope that I can save up to just $5,000, and then so that I can go to Israel. But if you go to Israel, current Israel, if you go there and land it there, you will not find the name or just carved image of Baal or anything. And now that it has become holy land, Yun can testify because she went there, yes. Holy Spirit renews a person's heart. In this way, can the dead soul be revived? Holy Spirit moves people's heart in this way. Impossible works become reality. Only when the Holy Spirit removes the heart stone, prejudice, stubbornness, arrogance, and misunderstandings, and give us a soft heart, we accept our Lord walked path led by the Holy Spirit. This is not a fantasy level. This is reality. When it works in our hearts, when He gives us new softened hearts, we receive the Lord Jesus, and then we follow His way. Let us glorify God with thanks and praise for giving us a new heart. This is the last question for application as I closing. Now, what do I, the people around us, and societies have false thoughts like dry bones? As you all know, there are so many different types of people voice around us. As Israelis community did, all those thoughts are meaningless, useless, forced statements like dry bones. Just as our son spit out so many negative language, Satan, our enemy, the king of this world, penetrates into our culture, education, societies, economies, and all areas, making people lie, just live hopelessly and being swayed by it and being swamped in it as becoming dry bones until they die. This is happening in our lives. What is our calling, who is already saved by grace and became new creature in Christ in this dry-bone world that idolize themselves and call themselves as I am a God? This is a generation we see many people worshiping themselves. They love their own way. They do not try to lay down their own thoughts. It is a life that is completely dependent on the Spirit of the God and lives as his instrument. It is a life that is completely dependent on the Spirit and lives as his instrument. As God commanded the prophet Ezekiel, and the prophet Ezekiel just prophesied, we, with a full of trust, must continue to proclaim the word of God in a world full of dry bones. Our proclamation will become a reality. Those people will return to the living Lord and confess. This is verse 14. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken and I will do it, declares the Lord. This is God's promise. So let us put our trust in God's word. Let us proclaim his word to these dry bones. And then they will come to the Lord and then they will confess. I know God is my Father. I know Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I know Holy Spirit is my guide who speaks truth in my lives. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, who were completely dead like dry bones, so that we became alive before you, Father. By following the guidance of your Spirit, Holy Spirit, every day, lead us to become your true instruments and to be your people who proclaim truth in this world where lies and false thoughts have abounded like dry bones. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.